It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel insecure? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I don't know where you are, but it's cold where I am. I picked up Barbecue Bob this morning on the way in, and it was just a balmy deuce on the thermometer on the rig. So it's going to be a fresh one, going to warm up to about 25 degrees today. It's still a great day to get out and fire up your grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It's so good to have you in studio this morning. We missed you last weekend. I had to suffer through 2 hours of the lovely Shasta, and it was torture, you know, just not having you here to heckle me, and she was so nice and everything, and Brewery Vivant came down and brought us a growler of some beautiful amber wheat.
So now you're rubbing it in. Welcome back to, really didn't miss you.
Yeah. No, anyway, we did miss you, and we're glad you're back out of the sanctions of Spectrum Health System. But yeah. Anyway, welcome to the Grilling Guys. This is a crazy show all about making your food taste better and your grilling time a success. We really just want to make you a hero and help you live your life to the fullest and appreciate your time at home.
We got a big show coming at you today. In a minute here, we're going to be hooking up with Tom Antor from the Hunt & Time Expo. The Grilling Guys are going to be out there next weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stop by. Bob's going to break down some three steps to making your own venison jerky. Guys, it's a great time of year to do this because it's a slow and low process. It's something you can do in the cold weather. Actually, the cold weather helps in the jerky process.
True that.
Things don't get too warm. We're going to talk about our grilling club. We've thrown this out now for a couple weeks, and we've got some really great response from you guys, and we just want to keep that dialogue going. Bob had a really special week this week. We're going to do an interview with Keith Nickel. There's the AstroTurf NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, which is really a collegiate all-star game that Keith Nickel is going to be playing in, and Bob had a chat with him about that. And then Coach Vermeil, who's a friend of the show, will also be calling in. He's actually coaching one of the two teams.
NFLPA, you know what that really is? It's a giant scouting game.
Yeah.
They don't let the scouts in the stadium. So it'll be all the scouts' brother-in-laws in the stands.
Yeah, exactly. But so we got a busy day. But right now on the line, we're going to go to our friend Tom Antor from the Weller Auto Hunt & Time Expo. Tom, you out there?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Tommy.
How are you guys?
We are dying to get out there and cook some meat up, baby.
Oh, I know it, man. It's pretty cool. I'm getting a lot of calls, a lot of buzz right now about the show, and
we have a lot of friends coming down, so
perfect.
I hope you got a lot of meat because these people eat meat.
Well, we might have to go out and kill something. I don't know. I think we got enough, though. We're being provided with the meat, you know, from the what's the name of Thunder Hills Ranch.
Yeah, exactly.
It took me a minute to read.
Exactly. Coming straight out of Jackson, Michigan, buddy of Ted Nugent's. So tell me, what have we nailed it down to? Exactly what meats are we going to have? We get our wild boar.
Yeah, we've got the wild boar.
Sweet.
We're going to bring in some shoulders. I think you guys are going to smoke.
They'll be on the good one.
Yeah, and then we got some that moose he's bringing in. We've got venison and some elk. And, I think he's going to bring along a few surprises. So we're just we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to just kind of walking through that room and catching the drift of that, you know, because that's going to get people fired up about trying some different types of meats, because a lot of people haven't tried this stuff before, and once they do, maybe that'll open up some opportunities in their mind to go out and try to hunt some of these critters.
Absolutely, and you know, Jop, even though he's been at his wife's side for a week, she's had an illness, and she's getting better, America, but Jop is back with us, and he's been sitting in there probably Googling and reading magazines and doing all his homework like a good boy. And he has done some research on your meat. And what do you got for us, Jeff?
Well, I found, and I got to give cred where cred's due, Food and Wine magazine. I'm a foodie. I read that. But what I've got is a wine pairing for each of the wild games. So I'm not going to play that card right now, but there's we're going to try to bring wines that are paired up with each of those, so that now they're not going to be for public consumption, but we're going to have in the back, so we can make sure that this magazine's accurate. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with that, but we'll tell everybody what it is, so they can go home and give it a try.
Sounds good. Now, I'm assuming Boone's farmer Annie Greensprings probably isn't on the list.
Well, I don't know. I like this girl named Annie. All but right.
Never even heard of her.
Right.
I'm going way back to the day when we used to drink Boone's Farm with beef jerky. So that was good.
I think you're thinking of Anna Green Gables.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Gee whiz, Tommy. Well, listen, that's the Hunt and Time Expo, and it starts next Friday. Job's falling out of his chair. He's so excited. We're going to be out there with Tom Antor and the Weller Auto Hunt and Time Expo. It's at the Delta Plex. What time do the doors open, Tom?
The doors open on Friday at 2 o'clock. We're open from 2 to 9 on Saturday from 9 to 7, and on Sunday from 9 to 5.
Okay, and the Grilling Guys are going to be there all 3 days, and we're going to bring lots of friends with us. We're going to bring a little bit of help, but during different times of the day, we're going to just grill up a little wild game. You never know when we're going to do it, so just be ready. And when you smell that Tech Infrared searing up some buffalo or some elk, wait till you try moose. It's going to be phenomenal.
Hey, Rocky, why'd you put a rabbit out of my hat?
We're looking forward to that whole area. We're calling it the Taste of Fall Lounge, and it's a place where you can kind of come in and get out of the crowd a little bit, sit down, and we've got some taxidermy that's going to be in this lounge area that is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, two of the mounts took second and third in the world competition last year, and one of them in particular, I want to say it's like 30 feet long, the total length of this one exhibit. It's a bull moose being chased by seven wolves, and the wolves are actually on top of this thing at this point. And it's, when you look at it, it's like, oh my goodness, this is incredible.
Don't let all the cats out of the bag there, Tom. Hey, thanks for calling. If that taxidermist starts measuring me up, I'm going to get a little nervous.
Yeah, you better be careful.
We got to go to a break. Hey, thanks so much. That's Tom Antor from Weller Auto Hunt and Time Expo. Job, what else we got coming up?
Coming up next, we're going to be breaking down Bob's venison recipe. He's going to teach us how to cure the meat, and then we're going to talk a little bit about how to cut it and trim it, and then we're going to put it on the smoker and get it cooking up. So we're going to hang with that. He's going to break that down for us. Again, it's a great time of year to be doing stuff like that. When it's cold outside, you can really keep the temperature down on your grill and smoker. It's a lot easier, and this is a great time of year to pull some of that venison out of your freezer and give it a little try with this jerky.
If you have any.
Yeah, right, if you have any. But there's a lot of guys out there that do. You know, I was also thinking at that Hunting Time Expo, we'll bring some salmon along with us as well. If he doesn't have that lined up, I think that's more of a wild game ranch rather than fish. But we're going to have some salmon there as well. I know we'll be able to pull some of that out of the freezer and bring it along.
Actually, we've had an offer, and Tim Sobey has said that he wants to step out during the day a couple different times and bring us some treats from Sobey Meats.
Okay.
He gave me a sockeye salmon fillet last week and asked me to test it because we're going to do it. We're going to talk about that later. But, oh, my gosh, he's got some sockeye salmon that's going to be on sale for like $9.99. That's $25 a pound.
Right. Yeah, the stuff from Alaska. Yeah. Fantastic. Good. Really good.
So we can do some of that. And speaking of grilling fish, you know, that'd be a great thing to throw on for the Super Bowl. What are you going to be grilling for the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, I've got as long as we're talking about that, one of the things that I am going to do is a piece of salmon on a cedar plank, and I make a really simple sauce to put on the top of it. It's one part maple syrup and two parts balsamic, and get that from the Old World Olive Press. Our friends out there have this great 18-year-old balsamic. Mix that with one part maple syrup, two parts of that balsamic, reduce that down, drizzle it over the top while it's on that board cooking. Real simple. There's a lot of ways to do plank salmon, but I tell you what, that is my absolute favorite. I use that as an appetizer. That's not my entree, and people just love that on a cracker.
Oh, do you mop that on then? Do you use the Jop mop on that?
Yeah. We're going to be selling those later, the Jop mops, okay?
Yeah. I think, you know, I see an infomercial coming up.
Yeah. I got a face for radio, baby. So, hey, we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're going to be putting on Bob's venison recipe coming up. We'll be back. No.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.